Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aaron, first of all, thanks for joining me. Great to see you again. Fitting, really, that what's looking like your final game for West Ham will come at Portman Road at the weekend.
Exactly that. We couldn't have written, in the stars 11 years ago to leave Ipswich. You know, I had a wonderful 3 years there. Great connection with the club. Loved every minute I was down there, and then. Yeah, to join West Ham, and 11 years later, my last ever game for West Ham be against Ipswich is, as you say, it's fitting, and yeah, it couldn't have worked out any better, really.
Yeah, well, let me take you back, because this is obviously for Ipswich Town fans. So let me take you back to that 3 year period and just get some reflections on that, if I can. You arrive on a tribunal fee from Tranmere. You come down from Liverpool under Paul Jewell initially. Fair to say there was quite a few big characters in that squad.
Yeah, we had obviously Jimmy Bullard, Michael Chopra, Luke Chambers come a little bit later. But yeah, I'd just left Liverpool, obviously. I think I was 20, I think, at the time, maybe a little bit younger. I didn't have a clue what to expect, what to do. I couldn't have picked a fade away spot. You know, I think it's like a 4.5-5 hour drive away from Liverpool. So me and my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, moved down there all that time ago. And I had special memories there. And, you know, touching back on the squad, we had some fantastic characters. And certainly under Paul Dewey, he was one himself. And, I'm grateful for the journey I had there. And it was a wonderful 3 years.
Yeah. Any moments stick out in your mind in terms of goals? The one against Palace is always one that...
Yeah, I think I think the one that stands out for me was Palace. Other than that, nothing really stands out. I remember scoring a header against, I think it was Bristol Rovers or someone in the cup, which, you know, I've never scored a header and I haven't scored one since then. Some wonderful moments. And yeah, the time I was there, the club was most probably going through a bit of a transition. I think Roy Keane had just left the year before. I think they spent a lot of money on players, and I'm delighted to see where they are now. They've had a setback. Dropped down a few leagues and then, you know, back-to-back promotions. And it's just a shame that they haven't survived this year. And I'm sure, come next year, they'll be in a fantastic position. You know, the recruitment looks really good from the outside. And there's no reason why they can't go back up next year.
You kept tabs on Ipswich during your time at West Ham?
It's a little bit difficult to get back down to games and obviously our schedule, and certainly in, you know, the last of years is we've been in Europe. It's been, you know, pretty full on, and yeah, I've been keeping an eye on, you know, all the games, and yeah, as I said, I'd like to have been a lot more than I have, but you know, with football schedules, it's pretty much the same. But no, I've always been keeping an eye out in the background.
Anyone you're still in touch with from your time there?
Pretty much nearly everyone's everyone's gone. There's only, I think, Matt, the physio. Who else will still be there from when I was there? I don't think there's many left. No. Player-wise, there's certainly not none left. But obviously, Dave Martin, Ben Johnson, Calvin, there's a few of the boys who've got a history here that I still speak to quite a lot. As I say, Dave, I'm really close with off the field, and yeah, he's always given me the insight, so all good.
Yeah. West Ham, then. I know you've done plenty of interviews on your time there, and it's going to be an emotional day for you at the weekend. Since I last spoke to you, leaving Ipswich, you're second in terms of West Ham's most Premier League appearances, behind a certain Mark Noble. Three caps for England. You've played in the Europa League. You're a Conference League winner. Not many players stay at a club for a decade plus, do they, these days?
Not sure exactly what you said there. And you know, going back when I left Ipswich all them years ago, I never, you know, some of the stuff you've just mentioned there, I would never in my wildest dreams, you know, go on to win the Conference League, played for England, all that stuff, the Premier League, second highest, you know, appearances. And I never dreamt it. It was beyond that. And look, I'm so grateful for the journey, you know, and also the faith Ipswich shown in me to help me on this, you know, this journey that I've had at West Ham. And I'm forever grateful.
Yeah. How are you going to feel when you walk out there on Sunday, do you think?
Yeah, a bit of emotions, but just also, you know, looking back and reflecting on the time. And as I just said to you there, I'm grateful for them moments to, you know, help me springboard onto West Ham. And yeah, it's a place, you know, my kids are getting a little bit older now. And certainly when I finish football and I hang the boots up, I'll certainly come back down to Ipswich and, you know, spend the weekend and come to a couple of games. And the same with West Ham. It's, you know, these have helped me, you know, create what I've got now. And as I say, and I've used it a few times here, but I'm forever grateful for them things.
Mm. You're a Southerner now, Aaron. You've been down here a long time.
Yeah, their voices have started to change over the last few years. But no, look, I've managed to keep my accent a little bit. Don't get me wrong, if I was down here a few more years, maybe it changes.
Yeah. I guess the big question is kind of what's next for you? You're 35 now, 36 in, I think, December time. But, you know, fitness, form-wise, you seem to be...
Yes. As I say, mate, I feel fit. I still feel more than capable of playing football. And first and foremost, I'm definitely carrying on, no doubt about it. I still feel like I've got a lot to offer on and off the pitch. And, you know, towards the back end of the season, I've managed to play, you know, a lot of games under the new manager that's come in. Whether that's at left back or left side of a three. But as I say, look, who knows? Let's see what happens in the summer.
Where do you see your sort of best position at this stage of your career? Is it in that back three role? Or?
Anyway, really, yeah. Look, I've enjoyed the role this season, certainly under Graham Potter, you know, on that left side of a three. But even when Moyes was here, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I think that's where I played a lot, you know, under him. So I've most probably played, if I was guessing, close to 200 games, most probably at left side of centre-half or maybe a little bit less. So look, whether I have to do a job at left back or a job at left side of centre half, either one, mate, I'm happy.
Yeah, you've spoken really, really well of Ipswich there. I mean, is there any chance if the stars align that it could go full circle?
As I say, I've got no club in the summer, so let's see what the summer brings.
Yeah, you talked about sort of on and off the pitch. Do you feel like you've sort of grown as a leader, as a person, as someone behind the scenes as well?
And going back to, you know, your first question in terms of the characters that we had then, you know, I certainly learned a lot from them. And, you know, you could kind of say the mentors at West Ham that I've had is Kevin Nolan, Mark Noble, you know, two fantastic leaders. And as I say, you want to be like a sponge and, you know, absorb as much as you can. And certainly now, I think I'm 35 now, and the older I've got, you kind of realise how important, you know, them experiences are. And, you know, there's some young boys now coming through here at West Ham, and, you know, I try and pass them on and help them in any way I can.
Yeah, I guess you've probably learned how to be a professional more and more over the years. Going back to that Ipswich squad, come tell us some Jimmy Bullard stories or some of the things that went on around that time, because there's a few, isn't there?
I'd love to be able to tell you a few of them, but I don't think it'd be useful to put out. Put me on the spot, you know. No, Jimmy was, yeah, I think everyone knows what a character he was. And, yeah, even, you know, Michael Choprod as well, Keith Andrews, Jason Scotland, Luke Chambers, all these boys have just, you know, was a proper, what's the word I'm looking for, Daryl Murphy, another one who I'm still quite in touch with Murph now. I spoke to him the other week, and, yeah, just fantastic memories and nothing but good times that I had with all of them.
And bringing it back to Sunday, do you hope for a good reception from the home fans as well as the travelling?
I had a fantastic 3 years, and it was just a shame at the time that the club was maybe going through a bit of a transition, that I think we just missed out on playoffs the year, you know, before I joined West Ham, or it might have been a year before that, sorry. It was just, but look, the years they've had now has been fantastic. And as you say, the new ownership's come in, and it looks to be a proper run football club, and, you know, I'm delighted for them.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the weekend. Congratulations on a fantastic career at West Ham, post Ipswich, and I know the journey will go on for you. So I'm intrigued to see where you end up next, Aaron. But thanks very much for your time today. Great to see you.
No, nice to see you, mate. It's been a long time.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.